opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello to everyone. This is Barbara from Harlem, and welcome to Our Urban Story. Sitting across from me is our beloved Miss B.B. Diamond.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Our Urban Story on this rainy Saturday, January 25th. It's going to be an outstanding live stream. Of course, I'm biased, but I think you're going to get a lot from the show. Back to Barbara from Harlem.
Well, we know you're going to get a lot from the show. Today's title is Tyrants at Work. Now, I know you're wondering what we're talking about. Well, we're talking about the Democratic Party, and we believe that they are tyrants at work. What do you say to that, Miss Diamond?
Well, absolutely. The Democratic Party believes that the Constitution of the United States is an obstacle.
Yes.
The Constitution gives us too many liberties. So they have, and they are trying to curtail these liberties, such as the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Now, this past Monday, Martin Luther King Day, January 20th, thousands of pro-gun advocates,
yes,
free Americans, gathered in the capital of Virginia, to the best of my knowledge, and there were no incidents, no problems, no issues. These are legal gun owners who want their Second Amendment rights respected. And then you have the governor of Virginia Northam working with former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg trying to curtail our rights as Americans. And this is not acceptable. Virginia, you are the canary in the mine. If Virginia goes to the point where guns are being confiscated, it will impact other states. So those of you from Virginia who are listening or watching this live stream, we, yes, need you to stand up. And we thank those patriots who came out on Monday, including Black Americans, to stand,
that's right,
up for gun rights. Barbara.
And you mentioned, you know, wanting to be respected in Virginia. Well, all across America, every American wants to be respected. We want our votes respected. We don't expect people who have been elected into office to be acting as if they're tyrants, that this is a third world country, that we need dictators, that we need people to think for us. We, the people, made a choice. When we went to the polling booth and marked the ballot and pulled the lever for Donald John Trump, and we're sick and tired of you acting like tyrants and trying to nullify the voice and the vote of we the people.
Absolutely, and that's what they're trying to do. First Amendment, we spoke about last week,
yes,
where you had, in I believe North Carolina or South Carolina, a local Democrat was threatening to have people arrested for saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yes.
It is absolutely unconscionable and unconstitutional. I just don't know really what happened to the Democratic Party. And Barbara from Harlem and I, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do a show focusing on the racist history of the Democratic Party. Now, I realize that most Black people are very loyal to the Democratic Party because,
yes,
you've been brainwashed to do so.
Totally.
You actually think the Democrats love Black people, that they stop slavery, that they really help people.
No.
No, ladies and gentlemen, as Barbara from Harlem has said on previous broadcasts, one of the reasons the Republican Party was formed in the 1800s, and she can,
that's
correct,
right,
me, is to stop the spread of slavery, Barbara.
Absolutely, and that's absolutely, and all people have to do is check their history. You know, I mean, it's a shame, and it's a sham how the Democratic Party views words to influence Black people to the degree that many have never voted for anyone outside of the Democratic Party. Well, you know, it's time for that to end. And why is it time for that to end? Because the Democrats have proven how racist they are. It took years and years, over 100 years, for the Democratic Party to even have a Black senator. And now, there was a Black senator in the 1870s that was a Republican. There is a big difference. In addition to that, we as black people need to look at our communities. We need to look at urban America, which the Democrats have ruled for decades. You see the buildings crumbling. You see the high crime rate. You see that the quality of life is not what how we should live as Americans. Even those of us who are on a lower pay scale should have some reasonable freedom in our communities, should have some reasonable schooling for our children. And these things have reached a terrible low and a terrible state of dysfunctioning. Our children are not being prepared to go into the world of work. They're spending time under the tutelage of those who don't have a love for America, don't have a love for black children to learn A, B's, and C's, and to learn how to add 5 and 5 equals 10. No, they're spending their time telling them that America is a horrible place to live, but yet and still, they remain.
Absolutely. And the title of this broadcast, as you stated,
Tyrants.
Tyrants. Because that's how the Democratic Party is behaving. They're acting
Absolutely.
In a very tyrannical manner. Now, just look at the ongoing impeachment trial. And the president's lawyers are up. They're speaking today. And I haven't had a chance to look at them. But from what the comments I've seen on Twitter, they're doing a great job.
Absolutely.
One of the articles charges the president with obstruction. And however, these same Democrats had no problem with Hillary Rodham Clinton destroying 33,000 emails
no problem
after
at
she
all.
Was subpoenaed by Congress.
Yes.
That is obstruction of justice. What is going on now is outrageous. It's unfair. It's a travesty of justice.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I did take a few moments and look at some of the senators, the Democratic senators. Representatives, I should say. Representative Val Demings, D-E-M-I-N-G-S. She's a Democrat from Florida. Mm. And she kept talking about how he obstructed Congress. But they never give you any concrete evidence.
Exactly.
Never.
Yes.
Vague as they can be.
Right.
Then I listened briefly to a Representative Sylvia Garcia.
Right, I heard her.
She's from Texas.
Right.
You know, I mean, they have the ability to lie.
Yes.
And, you know, it's akin to their ability to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
That is so ridiculous what they have said because they never give any solid evidence.
Right.
It's like a four-ring circus.
Right, 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 right.
Not even a three-ring, a four-ring circus.
Right.
It's absurd what they're doing. And my friends, we must stand tall. We must let every representative know that we will not sit idly by and let you nullify our votes. And you were saying something, Ms. Diamond, in the car about Alan Schiff said what?
Well, Representative Adam Schiff
State
of California
yes.
says that Trump needs to be impeached because we won't be able to trust the election results for 2020. So what Adam Schiff maybe inadvertently did, he revealed the true motives behind the Dems' desire to impeach this president. Bottom line, they don't believe they can beat President Trump. That's the reason. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here today. We're having an impeachment trial in the Senate. It's because the Democrats do not believe that they can beat President Trump at the ballot.
That's what it is. They hate Trump, our President Trump, so intensely. They hate him more than they love Absolutely. The American people.
Yes.
More than they honor the Constitution of the United States of America. These people have sunk to a low that you can't even describe. And believe you me, my friends, they won't stop there.
No.
Because I do believe that Nancy Pelosi, nervous Nancy,
right.
nasty Nancy,
yes.
nutty Nancy,
right.
has a desire to sit in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it wouldn't stop with Donald John Trump.
Exactly.
Because, you know, they're against God. They don't even want God mentioned. They're against the life of a baby surviving. They're against that. They're against male and female entering into holy matrimony. They're against all of that. So we have a president and a vice president who stand for truth, stand for God, believe that God has blessed America, and they believe that the blessings of God will continue to pour as long as we do what's right. So they have targeted our president, our vice president, as, you know, people that they want to get rid of because they believe in socialism, they believe in Marxism, they believe in secular humanism, and they believe in communism. America is a democratic republic, and people of America, it's time for us to take a stand and don't be moved and push them back and get rid of them from our government.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara from Harlem. Excellent, excellent. You touched upon the life of the unborn.
Yes.
I just want to mention, I want to congratulate President Trump for being the first president in the history of the United States to walk with the pro-lifers at the March for Life.
Absolutely.
Do you want to comment on that? And I want to thank Mike G from New York City for being part of the show and others, Dan and others. But Barbara, go ahead, please.
You know, I mean, I was so moved and so thrilled that our president participated in the March for Life. People, there is a difference between life and murder. You can call it pro-choice if you want, but I don't know one baby that said, I want to die.
Right.
I want to be cut up, sliced up, and I want my part sold. Mm. Do you know of any? I know that the Bible says that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. And I don't know any blood more innocent than that of a baby. Mm. You know, the women who fought for women's rights, what they called abortion, they called it murder.
Wow.
And we have governors and we have all of these representatives in various, particularly in the Democratic Party. Now, let's just be real about it.
Yep, yep.
Who say, and even the governor of New York says, well, a mother and a doctor should decide whether or not that child lives. Mm. Is that pro-choice?
Exactly.
Or is that just deliberate slaughter and murder of innocent blood? I am very proud of our president. You know, he's been making history since he's been in office. I believe he was the first president that went to North Korea.
Stepped over the demilitarized.
Absolutely.
Right, I got you, DMZ. So.
Look at how many years it took for us to get the remains.
Yes.
Of our soldiers from the right. Korean conflict.
Exactly. Right.
I mean, he is making history. Look at how much energy we're producing. Tell me, do these tyrants that are trying to remove him from office even think about the good he's done for America?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. They don't care. Mm. They've already made their millions because they got elected and re-elected and re-elected. That's how they made their money.
Exactly.
They can't stand him because he made his money legitimately.
Exactly.
Through business.
That's right.
Real estate. Mm-hmm. And then he has nerve enough to say Merry Christmas and things like that.
Exactly.
Honoring God and honoring life. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. He's more than a thorn in their side.
Right.
He's like a bulldozer in their side.
Well, one of the problems they have with him is President Trump is exposing the corruption.
Yes, he is.
Democrats for many years have been using the Ukraine as a money laundering tool.
Absolutely.
So we, the American people, we give military aid and other aid to Ukraine. They, in turn, donated some of that money, give it back to the Democrats.
Absolutely.
Through hiring their children, for example. So it's like a money laundering operation almost. That's how they got rich.
Amen.
It's no coincidence that Hunter Biden, a drug addict, and I'm not here to pick on Hunter Biden.
But he is what he is.
He was making at one point between $83,000 and $50,000 a month at a Burisma with no experience. Not only Hunter Biden, Nancy Pelosi's son, you had Mitt Romney's associate, and
Absolutely.
Another Democrat. There is so much corruption coming from the Democratic Party, and Donald Trump's brash New Yorker, who became president, had the nerve to expose it, Barbara from Harlem.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We need to re-elect Donald John Trump. in spite of what's going on, he's still standing strong. He's still fighting for the American people. And that's what we need. And, you know, he's a breath of fresh air. America has for a long time needed someone like him. We haven't had anyone this strong, I believe, since Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And, I mean, this has been it's been a total blessing. Mm-hmm. We have unemployment down very low.
Yes, yes.
You know, we're producing energy.
Right.
We're doing some wonderful things. And here it is. We have these tyrants, these wannabe dictators, trying to remove a productive president from office.
Thank you, Barbara. Dan just made a good point. We should be taking calls. Please give out the call number.
The call-in number is 973. No, the phone is out today. Robert, our producer, just told us that it's out today, and I'm very sorry about that. But in the future, we will have it up and running. God spare our lives. We'll do it again. And don't forget, the number is 973-925-4559. So put it down someplace and listen. Give us a call because your voice is very important.
We have Dr. Al Freck from Maryland.
Yes.
Listening. So, Barbara, do you want to give a shout out to him?
Yes, that's my doctor.
We have
He's
Joan.
Been a friend for so long. God bless you, Al and Kathy.
And
Kathleen,
Joan,
I mean.
And Joan from Massachusetts. Thank you, Joan.
Oh, Joan, that's my sweetheart. Yes.
Yes. But you're absolutely right, Barbara.
Yes.
You know, as Dan just sent him in, Trump is draining the swamp.
Yes,
and
he is.
This is what the Democrats have. And what's happening, more than any other Republican that I know of in history, Trump is revealing, the Democrats are revealing really how evil they are, how low they will go to any measure to try
Absolutely.
To remove a duly elected president. Now, I know the word evil is very strong, and I don't throw it out there lightly. I'm basing that on the fact that
right.
to what you said, they hate this president more than they love
do.
This country.
They don't love this
country.
I mean,
Iran has been harassing the United States for 40
yes.
years.
Yes.
For 40 years, murdering gays and torturing women and Americans. At least 600 Americans have died
they don't
because
care.
Of Qasem Soleimani. And yet the Democrats have more sympathy for dead terrorists than they have for dead Americans, particularly unborn American babies.
That's why.
It's outrageous.
That's why, you know, the ideology is an ideology of darkness. It really doesn't make sense. That does not make sense. When this man has a history of killing Americans and oppressing people, period. Mm-hmm. That was a blessing to, you know, get the scourge
yes.
cleaned away.
Right.
But they don't celebrate that. Just like they celebrate killing babies.
Yes.
And they have sympathy for mass murderers.
Yes.
You know, a death penalty, that's too cruel.
Right, right.
Even
right.
with someone who's tortured.
Yes.
And killed several people.
Yes.
But now a baby has done no wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't see anything and they don't have any problem with killing babies. And they talk about, you know, this one's racist, that one's racist.
Right.
I think the Democratic Party is one of the most racist groups out there.
Exactly.
It's a group laced with hatred. Mm-hmm. Because, number one, who in the world has more abortions than anyone? That's black people.
Right.
We're 13% of the population, and we won't grow, and that number won't increase.
Right.
Because they want black right. people to have abortions.
Well,
that's why Planned Parenthood is always in urban areas.
Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
They want black people. You know, Bernie Sanders tweeted out yesterday that abortion is health care. Abortion
that's a lie.
Is not health care. A health care provider's job is not to take life. A health care provider's job is to preserve life, you know, to help bring life into the world, not to take life. So that is something the Democrats like using Orwellian language to try to fool the masses. Again, abortion is not health care.
It is
the
not.
Taking of human life.
And they don't know what sort of medical or health that effect is going to affect the health in the long run.
Exactly. Of the mother. Yes.
Of the mother. That's
right.
correct. you know, on my Facebook page, you know, I have several black people who have become my friends.
Awesome.
Yes. And this is from, let me just read this. This is from David Brooks. I saw this. The Democratic Party is the world's most successful hate group. It attracts poor people who hate rich people.
Wow.
Black people who hate white people, gay people who hate straight people, feminists who hate men, environmentalists who hate the internal combustion engine, and a lot of bratty college kids who hate their parents. However, the real secret of the party's success is that it attracts the support of journalists who hate Republicans and who therefore work tirelessly to convince the rest of us that we should vote for Democrats.
Wow. And can you tell us, David Brooks?
This is from Facebook. I copied this from Facebook.
Gotcha, David.
He's one of my friends on Facebook.
Wow.
And I believe he's a black man.
Wow. That's deep.
Yes, man. I thought this was very deep.
Yes,
and,
I love it.
I wanted to share it with everyone because it's so true.
You know, one of the things that the Democratic Party has successfully done, particularly within the black community, and we're obviously black,
yes,
is convince us that we're victims of the United States. We're victims.
Yes.
We rebuke victimhood.
We do.
We are victors. How can black people sit in church? I say, through Christ, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Through Christ who strengthens me. But then on the other hand, you're blaming a white man.
That is contradicting
the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, under the sound of my voice, you either believe God's word or you believe the Democrats.
Right.
You have a choice today. Make it. This is God over party, God over country. Stop letting the Democrats brainwash you. Bring your Christianity, your Judaism into the voting booth with you. You do not leave that out of the voting booth. Now, Barbara, before you go on, I just want to make this point. You know, Reverend Franklin Graham was at the March for Life.
Yes.
And someone tweeted to Reverend Graham, stay out of politics. Just read the Bible.
Oh, no.
See, that's what the godless want us to do. So they can run and rule this country, imposing socialism and globalism. Evangelical Christians around this country must get involved. Shake off the shackles of we can't do politics. This is how the ungodly got into our system, our government, because we have been too silent and we stay home.
And the Black Robe Regiment contradicts what that person said.
Exactly.
They were members of the clergy that under their robes, when they took their robes off, they had military uniforms on. You're not salt and you're not light unless you're actively involved in all phases of life. You know, the politics have become so rotten and our culture has become so rotten is because some people who go to church have been brainwashed that you can't mix religion and politics.
Exactly.
That is not so, because God is the one who established government. So you're ruling God out? Was he wrong to establish government? Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Smell the coffee.
Yes.
If you want to say, oh, how I love Jesus,
right,
do what Jesus did. Jesus mingled among the sinners. Jesus was salt. He was light. That's why you're called to be a little light. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to beam. You're supposed to shine. And you're supposed to be salt. Salt preserves. And we have not been doing our jobs. We have not been preserving our culture. We have not been preserving the name of God who blessed this country. So let's get on the ball.
Absolutely. Dan, I know you asked for the number. It's 973-925-4559. Barbara, correct me if I'm wrong, but today we're having an issue with our phone, so please
call next weekend.
Do I have the number right, Barbara?
973-925-4559. And Mike G, who says he's an atheist, he has no problem with you or anyone who brings your God into politics. This country was founded on Judeo-Christianity, and that is absolutely
correct. Thank you, Michael.
Even though he's an atheist, he recognizes the truth of the founding of this country. My daughter got a copy of the Mayflower Compact.
Yes, absolutely.
And what did you say that it said?
I'll do that after the break. We have to go to break now, but I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with you.
Please stay with us. Thank you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes. From Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during your day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group. Located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey, Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network, and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
Okay, well, we're back, and we're so happy that you're still with us. Now, you were going to explain the Mayflower Compact.
Yes, but before that, we do that, Dan.
I need to give out the number.
Please, please try to call in, Dan.
Yes, the number is 973 925 4559. Now, it's raining heavily here in Paterson, in New Jersey. I think we're in Paterson.
We're near Paterson,
New Jersey. But please, if we have a problem, you know, we'll let you know. But please try to call in 973-925-4559. Okay, Ms. Diamond?
Thank you, Barbara from Harlem.
You're more than welcome.
The Mayflower Compact was written in 1620.
Yes.
And one of the purposes for them to come to the United States was to advance Christianity.
Yes.
And I want to thank again Hal Shurtleff of Camp Constitution because he gave me a copy of the Mayflower Compact. So the early pilgrims came specifically to serve the king. This is before independence.
Absolutely. Right.
And to advance Christianity. And so when people say that this country wasn't founded on Judeo-Christian values, they're absolutely incorrect, because it was.
Absolutely. That's why I appreciate Mike G, because at least he's honest. You know, he's honest about the founding of this country. He's an atheist, and he'll tell you he's an atheist. But, you know, I mean, to each his own.
Right.
But he does not try to deny the founding of this country, and I appreciate that.
Yes, and I'd like for people who are watching Trump's defense attorneys to please write your comments here on Facebook. What do you think so far? I'm going to try to catch up tonight. I'm going to look at Fox. But earlier on Twitter, some people were complaining that Fox had so many Democrats on giving us their spin.
Oh, my gosh.
And with the Democrats, I watched them yesterday, and I honestly did not see where they have a case.
They don't have
this
a case.
This is all
projection.
Hearsay,
right.
Projection. I like that term.
Yes.
What I heard was were political attack ads against President Trump. I did not hear evidence. I did not hear about witnesses. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a prosecutor. I'm not an attorney. But I have enough common sense to know that no case should ever be tried on hearsay. No case. And if the Democrats were upset because the President Trump didn't allow some of his staff or administration to testify, it was because the president believed, and I believe it was unconstitutional, and they could have gone to a court, a lower court somewhere, to handle that dispute with the president. They are not supposed to. It's like Nancy Pelosi is trying to extend her power into the executive branch, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah, and see, we didn't elect Nancy be sitting in our White House, but I believe that that's her desire. You know, I mean, handing out commemorative pens. What is this? What do you want to commemorate?
That was disgraceful.
That's
that was
disgraceful.
Absolutely disgraceful.
This is a disgrace for our country.
Absolutely.
Now, people, if you thought about not voting for the Democratic Party, this should prove to you that they don't deserve your vote.
Mm-hmm.
The power under this Constitution will always be in the people.
Amen.
Those are the words of George Washington. Use your power properly.
Yes.
They have crossed the line. They have violated our Constitution, and they are trying their best to nullify the voice and the vote of we the people.
Yes.
This should not be tolerated or allowed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have proven that they reject the Constitution of the United States, and they're trying to remake America in their godless, secular, communist, socialist, Marxist image.
Barbara, I'd like for you to speak to that African-American or black person who has been voting for Democrats for decades in a nice, kind way.
Oh, I'm going to try.
Please, please persuade them or let them know that they do not have to vote for Democrats. Even if they're registered as a Democrat, they in the general election can vote for Republicans. But tell them why they should walk away, Brexit, whatever it's called, Blexit.
My friends, please listen to me. My name is Barbara from Harlem. I was raised in Harlem. I was, you know, that's my life. I'm from the urban area, so I know that black equals Democrat. I know that because when I became 21, what did I register as? A Democrat. At that time, it was 21. But over the course of the years, it bothered my personhood to see how the Democrats are always talking about racism when America has made so much progress in that area. It always bothered me how they talked about how horrible the Jews were. When I know Jewish people help with the civil rights movement. They always try to talk about all of the police were just bigots and racists. But I was married to a police officer who suffered greatly in the black community. My friends, you can be a Democrat and can say to yourself, the programs and the ideology that they're pushing has helped destroy the black family, has done nothing to improve living conditions in the black community. And even though I'm a registered Democrat, I may not be able to vote in anything but the Democratic primary, but for a general election, even though I'm a Democrat, I can vote for a Republican, I can vote for an independent. I can stop this cycle of losing because we have lost so much over the Democrats. I mean, over the decades, by voting just for Democrats.
Absolutely.
Awaken. Mm-hmm. Realize no need for me to go to church and worship a party.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No need for me to say how much I love Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But then I vote for a party that says down with Jesus.
Amen.
Forget about God.
That's right.
And just follow us. It's time for a change. It's time for an awakening. And it's time to run the other way from the gang of the godless who are trying to destroy America.
Thank you, Barbara. Excellently
is that all right?
Said. That was fine.
Okay.
I like what you said, and
but
I want to. I think it's worth repeating.
Yes.
And you've outlined some of this in your book called "Escaping the Racism
of Low,
Low Expectations."
Absolutely.
You said.
Can I just say one thing?
Please.
See, they don't expect us to ever awaken.
Right.
They think that they have us so well trained.
Yes.
Between them, the media, Hollywood.
Yes.
So my book is about escaping the expectations of low, escaping
the racism of low expectations.
Because they are the racists. That's why they can call everyone else a racist.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't think that we have the mental capacity to think our way out of a bag if it's open on both ends.
Right.
Let's surprise them.
Absolutely. For those of you who like the show, like this program, we're asking for your support. We're not asking for money. We just ask you to share this live stream. Tell people about it. I'm trying to get Barbara. We're trying to get her to another level. Her story needs to be told nationwide, Barbara.
Mike G just asked me a question. He says, out of curiosity, he wants to know why I haven't switched parties. I was just because I live in urban America. When I approach people in urban America who have been so brainwashed, the first thing they ask me is, you must be a Republican.
Mm.
I remain a Democrat.
Good point.
Because I can walk alongside of them and tell them truthfully,
right.
No, I am a Democrat. And, you know, just last week, I was able to liberate a one who's been a Democrat all of her life, who's voted never for anyone except a Democrat. She was asking me, can I be a Democrat and vote for a Republican or an independent?
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, yes. You see, I don't have to lie. I don't want to lie. The word Republican in the black community is like a curse word.
Exactly.
They have been brainwashed to hate the Republicans regardless of the history of the Republican Party. So I remain a Democrat so that I could walk beside them and not lie. The last Democrat I voted for, with one exception, was Jimmy Carter.
Mm.
I say one exception because when Obama and Hillary in the primary, I voted for Hillary over Obama. But other than that, for president, the last one and the only one I ever voted for was Jimmy Carter.
Thank
you. So I hope I answered your question. Okay, fair enough. That's my friend.
Yes, and
yes.
We may be having some problems with the phones. If we don't speak to you this week, we will speak to you next week, God willing.
Yes.
But going back to your book, you outline in your book, I think, and expertly outlined the failures of the black church in addressing.
Goodness, yes.
I mean, too many black churches have turned over their pulpits to the Democrats, the Democratic
yes,
Party that supports abortion on demand, that refuses refused to acknowledge Jerusalem as a capital of Israel. And we know Jerusalem is mentioned over 700 times in the Bible. I mean, just so many ways, the Democratic Party that supports illegals walking across the border, yes, getting free health care. Meanwhile, I have to pay for my medication, some of which is over $1,000, but illegals, free. Get a driver's license. How many points of ID do they need to bring? You and I have to have points of ID.
Yes, we do.
You and I must take a road test.
Yes.
The Democrats are putting us second, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're trying to say. They want to treat us as if we're peasants. See, that's what they did in the Soviet Union and in
Absolutely.
Other countries. The people were treated like peasants, and the ones at the top are the tyrants they control. And it still exists in some countries today. We, the American people, are not peasants. As Abraham Lincoln said, the government is of, by, and for the people.
And for the people.
I just want to ask everyone, I was saying it earlier, please, if you support our program, please tell your network about our program. We want to grow. We want to take this to the next level, because Barbara's story needs to be told, I believe, around this country and really around the world, so the world understands, in my opinion, understands better the experience of the African American.
Absolutely. And you know, our churches need to get back into the Word of God. I've heard in many pulpits, from many pulpits, I should say, that the church has replaced the children of Israel, the Jewish people. And that's not so. I mean, the Jewish people are from Genesis to
Revelation. Revelation, exactly.
And, you know, all of this hatred, mm-hmm. I think, you know, we need to, as a people, think about all of this hatred, because we're reaping a lot of what we've sown.
Exactly.
And that's not good.
Exactly.
You know, I was just at my doctor's last week, and I parked in a place where someone had been killed. There were flowers and candles, etc. And I'm sure no one from the KKK came up there and did it.
Exactly.
We're doing it to ourselves. Between
Absolutely.
The abortion, between the black-on-black crime, we need to really start thinking and reassessing what we've been brainwashed to believe.
And I just want to reiterate this point. Our Christianity, our Judaism, your values, even Mike G, who's an atheist, your values should not stop at the voting booth.
No, it
if
should not.
If you do not believe that a man dressed as a woman can walk into a restroom and potentially assault girls or women, you should not vote for Democrats.
Right.
If you do not believe that immigrants can just walk over the border and get more health care, get more housing, get college than a veteran who served in the Iraq War, who is wounded, who may be homeless, then you don't vote for Democrat.
Absolutely.
If you believe America is a sovereign country that must protect her people and her borders, then please don't vote for Democrats.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's so unfair to Americans. You know, when you have a party that is more concerned with people who have committed an act that is illegal, then you should be really thinking about supporting them. What in America can we do illegally as a citizen? And someone pat you on the head and say, that's okay.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it's Elizabeth Warren talking about free college and all of that for illegals.
Exactly.
Here it is. The average family has to save to send their son or daughter to college. And you want to take the taxpayer money to people who have come here illegally and send them to college.
And then you have someone like Elizabeth Warren. I'm sorry, Barbara. I just want to point this out. I mean, she's talking about forgiving all the loans. This
yes.
father said, I worked to save for my daughter's tuition. Now I have to pay for other people who didn't work as hard.
And he has his money back.
And yeah, exactly. And Senator Warren is part of the problem. For one course she taught at Harvard University, she was reportedly paid $400,000, nearly $500,000. So she's part of the problem. She's why tuition is out of control. Books are out of control. But she wants to put all that on the backs of the American people.
They don't care about the American people.
They don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond party.
Yes.
The Democrats do not care about you.
Yes.
None of us, black,
yes.
white, Hispanic, gay, straight, they don't give a damn about you. It's about power.
It is. It is. And then, you know, I was looking on the American Thinker, and in an article by Lloyd Marcus, let me just read this. As usual, fake news media ignored a Democrat irresponsibly throwing a racial hate-generating grenade into a crowd of blacks. On Martin Luther King Day 2020, Joe Biden referred to Trump as this president and his Ku Klux Klan.
But that's all they have. That's all they have is race.
They're always playing the race card.
Yes.
They don't have a plan to make America great.
No, they don't.
They don't have a plan to build the wall to keep America safe.
Right.
They don't have a plan to keep businesses here and make America prosperous. Mm-hmm. All they have is racism. Mm-hmm. All they have is we hate Trump. Mm-hmm. All they have is give freebies to the illegal so that they can vote us into office and we can stay in here forever.
Absolutely.
That is not the American way. And my friends, they don't deserve any of our votes.
It's hard to believe, but the Democratic Party has really sunk into new lows.
Yes.
I do believe that Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, is an alcoholic. She has been living off of the backs of the American people. This lady makes less than $200,000 a year, but she's worth in a range from $30 to $100 million.
Absolutely.
She has gotten sweetheart deals she's made throughout the world. She's very corrupt. What they're doing to President Trump is unconscionable.
It is.
They're essentially trying to impeach him for what Joe Biden did. 2 years ago, and it's on tape, Joe Biden, Vice President Joseph Biden, told the Ukrainian government, you stop investigating my son or you won't get $1.5 billion. That's on tape, ladies and gentlemen. So they're trying to impeach this pro-growth, economically booming president.
And pro-God.
Pro-God, pro-guns, pro-Israel, pro-life president for what Joe Biden did.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I don't want to hear this, excuse my language, crap from the Democrats that Trump withheld aid to Ukraine. That was only very briefly, from what I understand, until he got assurances from President Zelensky that he would investigate the corruption.
Absolutely.
Because it's been going on for years with Ukraine.
Absolutely.
Ukraine is one of the smallest countries in the world, but it made the largest donation to Hillary Clinton's foundation.
Foundation, absolutely.
Because it's money laundering. We're giving money to the Ukraine. The Ukrainians then turn around and give it to the Democrats.
Absolutely.
That's what's happening.
And we need to stand up against them. You know, my Dr. Freck, he mentioned that I should mention, about my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And I have a chapter on higher education. My daughter convinced me to return to school. So I graduated from college in 2006. And I have a chapter in my book on my experience there, how these professors, they push an agenda of America is so horrible.
Yeah.
Instead of teaching these college students how to critically think, how to write, how to navigate through life, they're teaching them that America is an imperialistic country. And I have I've documented what I was taught as a college student, and even in the form of religion. Mm-hmm. I'm an ordained minister, and the religious course that I took was in Black Liberation Theology, which is not Christianity. Pick up a copy of my book and you'll see for yourself. And then we got a reminder, and I think you did mention how illegals are getting driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. Who's paying for them?
Right.
How many forms of documentation do they have to
are
have?
Are they given a
road
test? Exactly.
They're putting us at danger and
they don't care.
Cuomo, de Blasio, all of them need to be dethroned.
But Barbara, with this bail reform, and we'll get into that in another show.
That's horrible.
I mean, they can commit a violent crime, not a white collar crime.
And no bail.
A violent crime, a bank robbery is a violent crime, and they're back on the street, and it's literally happened in New York. So Democrats are dangerous, ladies and gentlemen.
They are.
Get party, get out of that.
Yes.
You do not have to vote for the Democrats. We owe them nothing. Everything they've tried to give the Black community actually came from the taxpayers, not the Democratic Party. I want to briefly touch on Puerto Rico. This governor's in 2017 claimed that President Trump was withholding aid to Puerto Rico.
And it's
now we have found warehouses of aid, not just one warehouse. There have been more warehouses that's full of aid that they did not give to the Puerto Rican people.
And since we're running out of time, in China, 11 million people in the city WEHU.
When who?
They have been quarantined.
Right.
Now, just think. These people who are coming here illegally, have they been medically checked?
Exactly.
To make sure that they're not going to expose us to any sort of disease,
right.
You know.
Right.
But the people don't care. But go right ahead. You want to say
I just want to say it's the coronavirus. It started in Wenhu, China. And
yes.
It's very serious. Be careful.
Absolutely. You know, they don't care. I mean, just like the people who have been killed by illegals, they don't care.
Right.
People, you need to wake up. Mm-hmm. People, you need to start thinking for yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to stop being influenced by the wonderful words
right.
that the Democratic Party has been dishing out year after year and decade after decade after decade. Look at the mess we're in. Mm-hmm. And look at our president who's trying to clean up this mess, who's draining the swamp, making sure that we're safe, making sure that our enemies are not getting our dollars. Look at how he negotiated with China. Mm-hmm. The tariffs have been reduced and all of that. He knows how to handle business, and he's an excellent president, and we need to support him.
Yes, and for any evangelical who's hesitant, please get off the fence. This is the most pro-life, pro-Christian, pro-Jewish president in the nation's history, maybe with the exception of the first 10 presidents, I would say, or 20 presidents. Donald Trump is the man. I do believe he was anointed by God, and even because in spite of the polls, the media, academia, Hollywood, he's still one. And he's a blessing to this nation and to the world.
And if you appreciate your citizenship and your rights as a citizen of America, stand up and support what's right. What the Democratic Party is doing is unconstitutional. And what they're trying to propose and shove down the throats of Americans is unfair, ungodly, and just absolutely wrong. It's like they're trying to have a coup in America. We don't need that. What we need to do is when we go to those polls, make sure that our House of Representatives has a majority of
yes,
Republicans.
Absolutely.
Make sure that the majority of Republicans in the Senate remain. Make sure that we pull that lever, mark that ballot for Donald Trump, regardless of what party you belong to, in that presidential election, because we need the strength, we need the vision, we need the hard work to continue for another 4 years in America.
I wish we were exaggerating or being dramatic when we say tyrants, but that's how they're acting. For the governor of Virginia to want to take the guns, working with Michael Bloomberg, that is tyrannical. You will need a constitutional amendment in order to change the Second Amendment of the Constitution. For a Democrat in North Carolina, South Carolina, to threaten to call the police if anyone said the Pledge of Allegiance, that is tyrannical. And this is where the Democrats are today, ladies and gentlemen. They're not impeaching or trying to impeach this president for high crimes or misdemeanors. This is the standard set in the United States Constitution. They're talking about, well, he intimidated a witness by sending a tweet. I mean, this is how low they have dropped. They have dropped to a party that I don't even know if they're for Americans anymore. I mean, this is all about raw power. Yes, Barbara.
Yes, I just wanted to give you a short list, a partial list of the schemers and plotters. You know, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, the whistleblower, a CIA operative, Adam Schiff, the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton campaign operatives, Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, Christopher Steele, Bruce Orr. This is just a partial list of the tyrants.
Yes.
This is just a partial list of the plotters, of the schemers, of the liars who, you know, this is just a partial list. We need to be aware. You know, I know when you have a family, you're kind of busy. But listen, what happens in Washington affects what happens to your children.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have to find time, find the energy to get involved. Learn what these schemers and plotters are doing. Stand up for America. Exercise your rights. The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. So says our first president, George Washington. Well, we're winding down. Time for us to say we'll see you at another time.
We'll see you next week, this time on Facebook, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Our Urban Story and Vote Trump. God bless America.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Eddie Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Eddie Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettiAuto.com. That's FettiAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement, TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.